Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're starting Chav Vav Amid Beis, four lines on the bottom of the Yomid where it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shois. It said in our Mishnah that you're allowed to go and daven Shachris until 4 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama said until Chatzois. Rabbi Yehuda says until 4 hours. The question is, how do you define 4 hours? It could be the beginning of the fourth hour. It could be the end of the fourth hour. When does the beginning of the fourth hour? That would be at 9:01 or 9:00:01. That's the beginning of the fourth hour. Or it could be the end of the fourth hour, which would be 9:59:59. In other words, 10 o'clock. So that's the question. The Gemara goes and frames the question not in terms of 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, but in terms of ad vi ad b'chlal or ad the loy ad b'chlal. Iboilu ad vi ad b'chlal, and therefore includes the 4 hours until 10. Or itum ad loy ad b'chlal, it does not include the fourth hour, and therefore it's only until 9. It's Toshima. Let's try to bring a rai from another Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plaga mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven mincha until plaga mincha. Iyamet bishlame ad v'loy ad b'chlal haridika ben Rabbi Yehuda l'rabon. What's the Gemara's kasha? We know that plaga mincha, Rashi already explained yesterday, the Gemara already explained yesterday, that plaga mincha is at 4:45. How do we get 4:45? Because mincha ketana starts at 3:30. It ends at erev, which is 6 o'clock. That's 2.5 hours. If we split the 2.5 hours into two segments, plug means to cut it, then we're going to have 1.25 hours here and 1.25 hours. Right? 2.5 divided by 2 is roughly 1.25 hours. So if we take 3:30, we add 1 hour and 15 minutes. You add 1 hour to 3:30, comes out to roughly 4:30. You add 15 minutes to 30, comes out to 4:45. So 4:45 is plaga mincha. Right? The Gemara is assuming at this point that when it says in the Mishnah, Yehuda says until plaga mincha, it means until that second plug, meaning between mincha ketana at 3:30. And the end of Mincha Ketana, which is 6 o'clock, there are two plugs. The first plug is the 3:30 to 4:45 plug. The second one is from 4:45 until 6 o'clock plug. That's the two plugs, the two halves of that plug of Mincha. And what we call plug of Mincha, smack in the middle, 4:45, but it really is the end of plug of Mincha 1 and beginning of plug of Mincha 2. From the case of if you're going to tell me ad v'loyad b'chlal, and I understand, so if you're just saying until plaga mincha, but not beyond, until 4:45, that's the machlokes. Rabbanan say until 6 o'clock, says if you don't know, it's only until 4:45. And the Amr is ad v'yad b'chlal. If you're going to tell me ad v'yad b'chlal, that means including the plaga mincha, then that would mean l'chayra until 6 o'clock. Then Rabbi Yehuda, Heiner Rabbanan. So what's the difference between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbanan says until Erev, until 6 o'clock. And Rabbi Yehuda says until Plaga Mincha, including Plaga Mincha, which means until 6 o'clock. Elamai, so L'choyra, I have no choice. I must say it means Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal. That's why it's until 4:45, but not beyond. Aha. So therefore, L'choyra, that would be by Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Shachris, when he said Ad Arba Shois, would also mean Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal, which means until 9 o'clock. And not 10 o'clock. But let's say Ema Seifa, says the Mishnah. Lo shom musaf and kol yom yikin tab musaf agam sitok. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer ad sheva shois, until 7 hours. Now we have the exact same question about that 7 hours. 7 hours could mean the beginning of the 7th hour, which means at 12 o'clock, 12:01. Or it could mean the end of the 7 hours, which means at 1 o'clock, right? 12:59. Aha. So Zokti Yimara Betanya. Let's see in the Braisa. Ho Yilafon of Shtei Tfilis. A person had in front of him two Tfilis. In other words, he's about to daven, and he has a choice between Acha Shel Musa V'Acha Shel Mincha. Which one should he daven first? Mispal Shel Mincha V'Acha Shel Musa. Daven Mincha first and Musa second. She said, Zutadir of Zuayna Tadir. Because after all, Mincha comes every day of the week, every day of the year, 365 times. Musa only comes out on Shabbosim. So this is Tadir. And Tadir, daven Mincha first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. The special Musaf, Yakashu Mincha, first have Musaf, and then Mincha, Shezu Oyveres, Zu Oyneveres. This is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitah, sorry, that you can only daven Musaf until 7, you can't daven until tonight. According to Rabbanan, you can daven both Musaf and Mincha until night. But according to Yehuda, you can only daven Musaf until Sheva Shois. So it's about to end. The timeline is there. Oh, so daven you Musaf first, and then the Mincha, Shezu Oyveres, Zu Oyneveres. Sokimar. Let's now meet Medayik. If you're going to tell me that when we say Sheva Shois, that means we include the full 7 hours, which means until 12:59 or 1 o'clock. So then we can have such a situation where a person has that dilemma. What should I do? Should I daven mincha or should I go and daven musaf? Because the earliest you can daven mincha would be at 12:30. The latest you can daven musaf would be at 1 o'clock. So I have a half an hour window of an overlap. What should I do? Says Rabbi Yehuda, daven shnel musaf, because you only got a half an hour left. before you turn around, it's going to be 1 o'clock. Eliyamris, ad loyan b'chlal, if you're going to tell me until 7 hours, means until 12:01, 12 o'clock, then you never have an overlap between mincha and musaf, because kilin de asyalo shel mincha, once you've hit already 12:30, it's already asyalo shel musaf, and this man musaf has already faded away. It's history. Already half an hour ago at 12 o'clock, you can no longer daven any more. So lechoyd have a raya from this case of musaf elamai ad vi ad bechlal. But we just said in the Reisha, say ad the loyad bechlal. Because in the Reisha we said if you say ad viad bechlal, ad plag hamincha, and if plag hamincha includes the plag hamincha, that means until 6 o'clock, then there's no machloikis between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. So we said in the Reisha, must be ad the loyad bechlal. Here in the Seif we say must be ad viad bechlal. So make up your mind, what's going to be? Kasher Reisha. Kasher Reisha, my ikab and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabban in the case of the plag hamincha. Everything Gemara. The truth of the matter is advi ad bechlal. We sabres the high plag mincha plag achroinik amar plag rishoinik amar. Aha, what's meant? So within that 3:30 to 6 o'clock period, as we said, we have the two plags. We have the first half, then we have the second half. So you assumed until now, when it says in the Mishnah that you have until plag mincha, we're referring to that second half, which begins at 4:45 and ends at 6 o'clock. So you're saying, oh, is it Adviyad Bechlal until 4:45? Or Adviyad Bechlal until 6 o'clock? No. We're talking about the first half. The first half, which is from 3:30 until 4:45. And then you could ask the same Shaila. Is it till Adviyad Bechlal until 3:30? Or is it Adviyad Bechlal until 4:45? So therefore, Jokto the Mishnah, Vahachi Ka'amar, Amos Novik Plag Rishoina. When does that first half end? The ayah plag achroina and the second plag begin. Mechi nafki yud alef shoyis choser aviyah. Exactly at 4:45. And so therefore you can say both in the Reisha and in the Sefer ad vi ad bechlal. The reason why originally we could not say ad vi ad bechlal, because we thought that we talk about the plag of mincha, we mean the second half of the mincha katana, from 4:45 until 6. Adviyad Bechlal, that ends at 6 o'clock. My Ikka Bein Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. But now that we're saying that we're referring to the first Plag of Mincha, which starts at 3:30 and ends at 4:45. Ah, so the Adviyad Bechlal ends at 4:45. And that we said in the Braisa, the Plag of Mincha is 4:45. That's the beginning of the second Plag. That's the end of the first Plag. Ah, so therefore we have Adviyad Bechlal, and we have a real machloki between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. He holds until 4:45, and he holds until 6 o'clock, and Alice is violent, Alice is fine. And therefore, bottom line is, the Gemara is now being poishit, that in all cases Rabbi Yehuda holds Adviyad Bechlal, and therefore when you daven Shachris in the morning, you can daven not until 9 o'clock, you can daven until 10 o'clock, or else. I'll bring you a ray that this pshat is emes v'yatzev v'nochem v'kayim v'yosha. What's the ray from Yehuda ben Bava? You may recall we had this back in Masechtas Nida. What does it say in that Gemara? Yehuda ben Bava, heyed chamisha dvarim. He was made. This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Idios, and as you know, Masechtas Idios says in all of the Mishnahs, heyed, and that's one of the reasons why it's called Masechtas Idios, because it's all edus and testimonies that were given. Now, what are these testimonies? So the first one is Shimaman in Esaktan. What means Shimaman in Esaktan? As we know, that when a Godoil marries a Ktana, if it's min ha-toira, that's a kedushin d'iraisa, because the father has the right to marry off his bita ktana. It says in the pasuk, "Es bita nesach el ish hazeh." What happens if Chas V'Shalom there is no father? L'mashal, that the father passed away, and therefore this young lady is nebuchadnezzar now a yesayma. What happens? The Chachamim were noivis, that concerned that unfortunately she is going to wander. That means she's just going to wander helplessly and hopelessly in the streets. The mother's going to be working all day to go and support the family. Nobody's going to take care of her, and Chas V'Shalom she's going to be hefker. And we know what happens to girls, young girls that are hefker in the streets. So it's good. So therefore the Chacham said, we're going to allow the mother or the older brother to marry her off to somebody else. But since it's only a Kedushin Drabbanan, it's not biblically sanctioned, it's only sanctioned by the Rabbanan, it's only a Kedushin Drabbanan, because after all she's a Ketana, she's not a Kedushin. So what happens? The Chacham said, since the whole Kedushin is only Drabbanan, we allow for this exceptional rule, that if and when, right before she becomes bas mitzvah, she decides she doesn't want to live with his husband anymore. Now she's a shtickle mature, so to speak. She's already 11.99. She's almost 12 years old. She's allowed to be mema'enes. Mema'enes means that she goes and declares in front of Edom, in front of a bezdin, and she says, Rabbi Isai, I cannot live with this fellow anymore. He just learns too much daf yomi, and he's learning. I don't have a chance to go and spend any time with him. I can't. Okay, and she's mamenis, and she can be freed from her kedushin, and the whole kedushin is absolved. It's ended. You don't need a get, you don't need anything else, just she's mamenis. But under normal circumstances, we don't encourage me, and you have that right. There is an exceptional case where the Chacham said, we should incentivize her that she should be mamenis. What type of case? A very, very rare case. You have two brothers that marry two sisters. The older brother married an older sister, meaning that both of them, he was bar mitzvah and she was bas mitzvah, no problem. The second brother was bar mitzvah, but the second girl was only 8 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old. She was not a gedoyla yet. How could she get married? She's only a katana. Again, she didn't have a father. The mother married her for the older brother. So therefore, it was a kedushin drabanan. Okay, and what happened now? Unfortunately, lo yolaini, the older brother passed away. And now the older sister now falls liyibim to the younger brother. Can the younger brother now be meyabim the older sister? And the answer is
no.
Why not?
Sisters.
Because it's a chois ishta, and even though it's an ishta drabanan, of a midrabanan, it's a chois ishta, it's a midrabanan, he can't be miyabim. Aha. Okay, so let's go and give a chalitza to her. He could give a chalitza, that would work, but we got a bigger problem. The problem is the ktana who's married to him, who he's been married to loyally for the last year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, he won't be able to continue living with her. Why can't he continue living with her? Because that sister is what we call achois zikukosai, meaning that the new almana that's fell to him is his zika. There's a connection there. And therefore his wife is achois zikukosai. Achois zikukosai is aser. So he can't go and live with her. Ah, okay. So let's go and give a chalitza to the almana, and then he'll be able to live with her. No. It'll be achois chalutzosai, which is also aser. So as far as this chusin and this kal is concerned, this husband and wife, they are finished. Their marriage is over. He cannot live with her, achois zikukasai. He can't even live with her after he gives a chalitza to the other sister, because that would be achois chalutzasai. So vazal mudata. So we're going to go and teach this young lady. It's unfortunately a very sorry, sad situation for you. What you should do is you should be mema'enes against your husband and say, I can't live with him anymore. So then the chasana will be absolved, limafreya, as if they were never married. It's as if they were just living together, quote unquote, ken, like a sin. Not really a sin, but that would be the status. And what happens at this point? And then she'd be able to, and then he would be able to come in meyavim, the other sissi, mekayim, emitzim, and atoritim, meyavim, and hakol al mekayim, meyavim, bishol. So therefore, that's the case with minus ektana. We teach the ktana, we incentivize her, we explain to her why it would be in her best interest to go be ma'enes, and then she'll move on, and hopefully she'll find another husband to go and marry. That's a very simple case, a case of an aguna. It's wartime, and we don't know where the husband is. All you have to have is one aid that says, I saw Nebuchadnezzar, he was killed. You don't need more than that. Isha daiko mitzvah. Number three, Valtarnego Shinisko Birushalayim al Shaharigas and Efesh. We all are familiar with the concept of the Shor Hanisko. That's a Shor that Chas V'Shalom went and killed someone by goring someone, Rachmun Litzlan? So the Torah says, if you have two Eidim that this shor killed someone, a shor you saw killed, you have to go and give skila to the shor. Now what happens if it wasn't a shor? What happens if it was a chamor? What happens if it was a cat? It was a donkey? It was a dog? What happens if it was a tarnagol? So I might have thought, no, so I didn't shor. No, shor. No. Chazal teach us, shor, shor, mi Shabbos. It is a shor that says in the Aseret HaDibros, you use the word shor. And it says a shor, the Gabi shor amud. So I learn one from the other, just like the one by Shabbos. It includes behem machai v'oif. Same thing applies to the shor. And this applies to a tarnagol. So if you have a tarnagol, a rooster, that pecks in somebody's head, and chas v'shalom kills that individual, you're going to give skila to the tarnagol. Number four is Vayayim ben Aboyim Yom Shnis Nasech al Gabi HaMizbeach. There's a din of nesachim by karbanis, like by the oil of the karm shlomim. You have to go and pour the nesachim, that's the mincha, sesachim, the mincha, together with the yai nesach that you pour. What happens if you had grape juice? When does grape juice become wine? After 40 days. Until 40 days, it's not called yayin, it's called mitzanavim. Therefore, that would be disqualified. But once it's 40 days, it's fermented. Ktas, it's not fermented. No, it's not 20-year-old wine. It's not sour yet. They don't call it dry wine yet. But the Maisa, it's already considered to be kosher wine for purposes of Nisach Hayayim. And finally, the reason why we brought this is for our halacha now. The Tomid Shol Shachar Shekore Bi'ar B'Shoiz. The Tomid Shol Shachar, that you can bring it. It doesn't say here, Ad Arbishois. We have Ad Bechlan. It's called the Arbishois, which means even in the fourth hour, which tells you Shmami no, Ad the Ad Bechlan Shmami no, it's stuck until 10 o'clock and not until 9 o'clock, and we've been poshed our Shait.
This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava.
Do me a favor. Omer of Kahana. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like this Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah that says until 10 o'clock. Hoyu utanam b'chirta kavasi, because it's k'paskin in b'chirta. B'chirta is another name for Mesechtas Idias. The reason why it's called b'chirta is because it's come from the Loshen of Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Adam. This is the chosen, this is the best and the shensta. Because all other Mishnayis and Shas, sometimes we paskin like that Stam Mishnah, sometimes we don't. But we always paskin like it says in Mesechtas Idias, and that's why it's called b'chirta. Now getting back to, we called it, we said before, that's called Masechtas Idias. So the Parsha Pshat, Rashi says elsewhere, is because it's each Mishnah talks about Hayid, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Hayid this one, Hayid that one, is the Lashon of Idias. However, the Tzveres Yisrael says that the word Idias really comes from the term Idias Beinanis Vizigurias. Idias means the best, the choices. Just like Bechirta means that the choices of the Halacha, Idias also means that these Mishnahis are the choices, because we paskin like all of them. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, unrelated, maybe they were distant cousins, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is paskining like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi of our Mishnah, and since we have this psak Hayid in Bechirta, we follow Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that you can go and daven Shmona Esrei in the morning until 10 o'clock and not until 12. Yes.
Both of them are the ambiguous Hahu Chassid.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a connection there in the Gemara when it says Hahu Chassid, either it's Rabbi Yehuda Bar-Loi or Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava.
Beautiful. Where's the Gemara again?
We had it earlier in this Masechta of Sunday,
Yeah, okay, it's in Chassid, but it doesn't identify what it is.
No.
Where's it identified?
It's in, I think, Baba Kama or Baba Basra.
Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis on the bottom. Shkar Yechbari for reminding us. But the Gemara says whenever it says Hahu Chassid, it's either referring to Rabbi Yehuda Bar-Loi or Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Yeshakoyach. Zokti Moravait about Tomit Shul Shachar Shekar B'Ar B'Shoyis. The Tomit Shul Shachar was brought until 10 o'clock in the morning. The Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent, and we're going to talk about history now. The history that we're going to talk about is the Mon. It says in the Pasuk, Taner Rabban, Man Taner the Hod Taner Rabban, and who's the Taner of the following Brice? It says, V'cham HaShemesh V'Nomas. When did that take place? B'Ar B'Shoyis. Now, we're taking part of the pasuk out of context. You see, ois aleph, val yilketu oisei ba boiker, ish kafi achloi, v'cham hashemesh v'namas. What does all of that mean? It means that Klal Yisrael went out every single morning. They went and collected the mon. How much did they collect? Ish kafi achloi, as much as each person needed for his needs. What happens with whatever shirayim that was left in the field? V'cham hashemesh, the sun came, melted it, v'namas, and then it become like a stream, and then it says, Rashi brings in Chumash, that's a tzvoyim, that the deer drank it up, and then afterwards the goyim ate from that deer, and they said, oh, this is so delicious, and therefore they were able to be toyim, the tam of the mon, and they said, oh, what a great God the Yidden have, that supplied them with mon every single day. You could sit right over here. When did this Vachama Shemesh Venomas take place? It took place after the Jews finished collecting Baboiker Baboiker. And after that was over, everybody said, okay, we're finished, sayonara, goodbye, tzeitzchem l'shalom, everybody left. Then the Shemesh came and melted the whole thing. When did it melt? Ba'ar B'shoy is at 10 o'clock. Second wide line here in the mic.
I think Mindy's, Rabbi Dan is coming back.
Oh, okay, so it's my apologies.
Yeah.
So we should put that here?
Yeah.
Good. Dr. Yomara, if you come this side, he'll come to that.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to switch to Yomara, he won't know. Okay? Good. Thank you very much for being so conscientious about this, Barry. Second line. Zokti Gemara, Bar B'Shoyes. After Bar B'Shoyes, you're saying that the man melted at 10, or in El B'Shoyes. Maybe it was 12 o'clock. In other words, when is the hottest point of the day? 12 o'clock, when the sun is directly over everybody's head. Maybe that's V'Chamesh Shemesh. Zokti Gemara, K'shoyim K'choyim Ayoyim, the whiskey K'choyim Ayoyim, says Rashi. Now Rashi says on the side, Oiz Beis. This is referring to the first Pasuk in Parshas, Vayera with Avraham Avinu mit the Malachim. Vayera Eilu Hashem Be'Eloyim Mamim V'Yoyishe Pesach O'Oyel. Kechoyim ha'yoyim. Kechoyim ha'yoyim means the hottest part of the day. Harisheshoyis omas. So that's referring to 12. Homani mechaim v'cham ha'shemesh v'nomas. Explains Rashi. Since it doesn't say kechoyim ha'yoyim, it says kecham ha'shemesh, it means the shemesh when it's hot. So on the hot areas of the surface of the world, there, those places are hot. But if you go to the shady parts, it's still nice and cool because it hasn't heated up yet. It's only at 12 o'clock. When everything heats up, the ganze tog is hot. Here it's only the hot parts, meaning the only the sunny parts, which are hot. The shady parts are still cool. So when does this take place? It's at 10 o'clock. This is a fascinating price. Mani, who's this price in accordance with? L'choyra, L'choyra B'Yehuda, V'Leira Banan. Now, why not? Because remember it said in the Pasuk that before 10 o'clock, V'yilketu oisei ba'boiker ba'boiker. Aha, Zok Timar. Ereb Yehuda at Ar B'Shoyes Namitzafrahu. Why is it that the mun is already melting? You haven't finished the ba'boiker ba'boiker. V'yilketu oisei ba'boiker, they went until 10 o'clock. Give them a chance to go, to leave the field and leave the ground. And now, 10:15, at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, it should start melting. Not Hamish Shemesh Venomas right at that time. It's still biker time. And we said the Yukut Oysa Biker Biker. People are still collecting. Irabanan, Archatois Namitzavru. Then it's certainly Shver. How is it melting? The biker Biker hasn't even ended yet. The biker is only going to end at 12 o'clock. Why would all of the mun start melting at 10 o'clock? So tomorrow, Iba Yisemir, Beauty Iba Yisemir, Rabban, Iba Yisemir, Rabbanan, Omakra, Baboiker, Baboiker, Chalkeyu, Vishnei, Bekarim. Why does the Torah have to say Baboiker? It should just say Beyukatu, I say Baboiker, period. What's the double Baboiker, Baboiker? That extra Baboiker comes to tell you, it's the morning of the morning. Don't wait until the final minutes of the morning. Go to the beginning of the morning when it's really morning of morning. People are getting up. Oh, it's a new bright day, a new bright morning. 2 or 3 hours later, it's already an old morning. So Baboiker Baboiker gives you that sense that it's the beginning of the morning. And since we're splitting it up, 6 to 12, 6 hours, we split it down the middle, we get 3 hours. So the first Baboiker ends at 9 o'clock. So Rabbi say all of the Eden went and collected from 6 until 9. After 9 o'clock, everybody went home. And then, an hour later, after everybody cleared out, boom, 10 o'clock, V'chamesh Shemesh V'Nomas. Okay, that makes sense. Meaning that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees Baboiker Baboiker means early in the morning, not late morning, early in the morning. So he doesn't go and divide it in half like the Rabbanan do, but he says normally Baboiker would end at 10 o'clock. So it says Baboiker Baboiker, it's to urge people, go and collect the mun early on. Maybe they need to be urged. People are hungry in the morning, they go out to go and collect early on. So that Baboiker Baboiker is marked in 1 hour that they finish collecting at 9 o'clock. And then from 9 to 10, after everything settled down and the last few guys went home, the Likute Basa Likute people, whatever's left over, is the Chamesh Shemesh V'Nomas. Fine. So therefore the price in fact can go according to both of them. But where do you see ups in the Pasuk that you decide at 10 o'clock? What's up at 10 o'clock? Amr Bachar Yankev Amakra, B'chamesh Shemesh V'Nomas. Eizi Yishua Shashemesh Cham V'Atzel Tzaynin. We explained this earlier. When is the minute of the day where the sun part of the of the day is nice and hot, that if you stand in the sun, you know, the sun is beating down, you can go and get a suntan, a sunburn if you're not careful. But the shady parts are still cold. At 10 o'clock. So Rashi adds that before 10 o'clock, even the sunny parts are still cool. Still cold from the night, still cold from the early morning. Only after 10 o'clock the sunny parts are now hot. And the cool parts, the shady parts, are cool. By the time you get to 12 o'clock, it's not just the sunny parts which are hot, but the ganze welt, gechoyim hayoyim, like it says, Bavram Avinu, everything is hot. Yes, Rabbi Neumann, we've been waiting for you. Yeah.
What about the Rabbanan?
What did the Rabbanan say?
They said,
they also agree with
midday. I mean, how do they understand?
They understand midday. Before you walked in, there's a zoom between Chameshemesh and Chaim Ayoyim. Chaim Ayoyim means the whole day is hot, and Chameshemesh means only the sunny parts are hot. So the Chaim Ayoyim, that's at 12 o'clock, because right. Everywhere it's hot. The sun is beating down all sides, there's no shade anymore, right. Everything is hot. Chameshemesh, the Nomas means that some parts are sunny, some parts are shady. So the sunny parts are hot. What time does that happen? Sunny parts are hot, shady parts are cool. That's at 10 o'clock. That's when the Chachamim were Mishayah, that's the best time. When the sun is now bright and hot, but only in the sunny part, but in the shady part, still nice and cool. Good.
Is this the first example of Zvizos to.
No, be asking about a poker.
Good.
Thank
see,
you.
He answered you Zvizos. Come on. Tefillis HaMincha Ad HaErev. You can go and daven Tefillis HaMincha there. We have a machlokes now between Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can do it in the Plag HaMincha, which is 4:45, because the Rabbanan is till 6 o'clock. How do we paskin? Omele Rav Chizel Rav Yitzchak Chosom Om Rav Kanan Halacha Kir Rav Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda as Zvor, so this is really not a statement. This is a question. Rav Chizel asked Rav Yitzchak, Chosom Omar, a few lines ago we said, Rav Kanan paskin Halacha Kir Rav Yehuda Hoyil Tanam Bepchin Tekavosei. But where was that? That was the Gavi Hilcha Shachris, right? That the Korban Tumid was brought until the fourth hour, the Arba Shoyis, which we said is until 10 o'clock, and therefore you can daven Shachris until 10 o'clock. We paskin like that, a lady. But what about Mincha? Do we also paskin like Rav Yehuda, that we go all the way only till Plaga Mincha? Or do we paskin like the Rabbanan, that you go until 6 o'clock? Hochamai, what's it do? Ishtik v'lei omer lev lemidi. He was quiet, he was silent, he had no answer. Omer v'chiz, the next yanan. Let us now figure it out. Let's try to do our own due diligence, research, and analysis. Midrav matli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos mib oydyoim. Rav had the minig that many of us have during the summer months. And what do? We daven Shabbos, meaning Kabbalah Shabbos, when it's still Friday, right? Even after Kabbalah Shabbos is over, after Maariv, you go outside, it's still light outside, it's still sunny. Other people are still doing malacha. Okay, so now midrav. Since Rav was matzli shul Shabbos, he davened the Shabbos tikkatulah, Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, be'erev Shabbos. When miboy joined, when it was still day. Now, how can you go and do that? After all, if mincha goes until erev, until nightfall, how can you go and be makdim and go and daven Kabbalah Shabbos miboy joined? Izach lechayra raya loch kirab Yehuda. That you can daven mincha until 4:45. And presumably that's what Rav did. He did until 4:45. And after 4:45, he daven Maariv in Kabbalah Shabbos. He went outside at 5:45. It was still lit. Fine, but contributed. That's lechet chila. That's what you're supposed to do. It's the chayra rai that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Freitima adarav. The Rabbuna Rabbana loya mematzli. Ad orta, the Rabbuna and Rabbana refused to go and daven so early Erev Shabbos to go and daven Kabbalah Shabbos mit Maariv. They said, no, we're going to go to the second minyan, and they davened only at night. Obviously, they held that the loch is like the Rabbanan, that Mincha goes until 6 o'clock. You can't go and daven Maariv in the Zman of Mincha. And therefore, that's why they davened Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv after Shkia, after Tzeis, etc. So, how do we pass him? If you want to eat my hilchos, like Maariv, like Maariv. The other Kemar of it, or the other Kemar of it. You can do it either way. And that's why in Klal Yisrael, although most people daven mincha as late as pre-shkia, and then people daven post-shkia maariv, however, we also are soimech on Rabbi Yehuda for those that daven early during the summer months. The question is whether or not you're allowed to go in one day paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and one day like the Rabbanan, gesundheit, and that's why you have controversy among the poskim, whether it's right that the person on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the middle of the summer, he went and daven mincha at 8 o'clock. Why? Because 8:30 was Shkia. Right, right, and then the next day, he goes and davens Marv on Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos, and he finishes at 7 o'clock. That's right. Like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's like Rabban. It's tied to the Sasri. So anyway, there's a lot of controversy about that, whether that's proper or not. Yes, Rabbi Newman.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, are Yossi Krishma, if you daven God before Shkia?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you lay in Kriyashma post Plaga Mincha, you yotze lechachal. Because he holds that's already Erev, that's already night. Anyway, the Obi Kamarov, so we have Taka that Shayashkoyach Barry protected your place. Ah, you have no idea. He kept it. He said, I'll kiss our Layeshav Zar. Yeah, okay. He's a Choshev Zar, but he's still not Taka Diamond. It's another man. Rabbi Tumen is very Choshev. I'm so happy sitting next to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You always show respect for the safer. If you're leaving and not coming back, you close the safer.
Exactly. That's a tiny. Anyway. We mentioned, by the way, the psukim, but we didn't ascribe them to anyone. We just said nothing. So, bottom line is, the Gemara says the Avi Kamarov, and that's why some people daven early, daven later. Avada, if a person is Bishas Hadchak, then you can go and rely on Rabbi Yehuda, no question about it. We had, in fact, a situation with my son, Aryeh, who got engaged in Montreal. And we hired a bus to take the whole family, Baruch Hashem, for that. So we finished it was between 2 and 5. We left at 8 o'clock in the morning. We got to 2 o'clock. So they had between 2 and 5 was the engagement party. Right. Anyway, 5 o'clock, everybody's about to leave. And now we have to come back to New York. It's going to take 6 or 7 hours by bus. The question is, where are we going to go and get a minyan for Marv? So therefore, we went and checked out the Mais Manim, and in fact, the Plaga Mincha that day was 5 o'clock, 5:10, whatever. And we made a minyan post Plaga Mincha, a rare time that we davened Marv Mib Oid Yoim, and it wasn't an Erev Shabbos during the summer, because we relied on the Yehuda, the Ovid Kamar of it. So even though you're not allowed to do that on a regular basis, tied to the Sasri, but nevertheless, in the Shas of Chak, you can certainly rely on this to go and daven Marv Mib Oid Yoim. If you're not going to have a minyan later, you might forget.
How long did it take to debate that, to decide?
No, it went pretty quickly.
If
otherwise, we'd still be there in Montreal.
You repeat a Kriyashma, of course.
Sure, goes without saying, sure.
If someone has a practice, the habit of holding onto Rabbanan during the week, and like Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Shabbos, if that's their practice, mm-hmm. does that minhag become, as it were, sort of a binary unit? You know what I mean? Like you have both minhag. Like on Fridays we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The rest of the week we hold it to Rabbanan. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, of course. Speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Okay. But to address your concern, there were places and even places today. Very few places, but there are places where they're maktim Shabbos even during the winter. Meaning not just during the summer, but even during the winter. Today Shabbos chavayis tomorrow will be 4:45 or whatever, 4:50, whatever they announce, and then Shkia will be around 5:05, 5:10. That they go and daven tomorrow already at 3:30 or 3 o'clock mincha, and after Plaga Mincha they go and daven Marv Mib'oid Yoim, so that you don't have a tired sasa, not just during the summer because it's more convenient, right. And I should be able to shmooze for the next 3 hours to read my Mishpacha magazine and my Yami magazine and get to Zachen, or of course to go and sit and learn for an extra 5 or 6 hours a night. So instead of that, you shouldn't say us. He's not being makta because he wants Shabbos early. He wants it for his own convenience. So they do it during the winter as well. They're makta.
It's more halachas in Europe.
Yes, and we have.
Yeah.
It's very, very late. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But if it's Yom Tov Sashi is Ma'ariv, it's not Mincha though.
What do you mean?
Even if you hold to Plaga Mincha, right?
Yes.
So during the week, you can daven Mincha.
You can. Early. What happens if somebody davens late? What happens to the person? Yeah,
so the Tov Sashi is only Ma'ariv because right. Mincha the Mamshach. I can hold Ilak Abuda. The Chachamim Rabbanan hold you can't daven early.
Everything you're saying is correct. But what happens if you have a person that normally or occasionally davens mincha, not mincha gedoyla, he davens mincha ktana?
That's his prerogative.
Of course it's prerogative. But if he's davening throughout the year, the marshal during the summer months, one shki is around 8:30. He goes and davens mincha at 8 o'clock. 8:15. Is that permissible?
Yes.
Yes. Only according to Rabbanan. According to Yehuda, you missed mincha already by an hour and a half. It's already too late. Good. Okay, I pass like the Rabban. But then it's Friday night, and all of a sudden I'm davening Marv at 7 o'clock. Thursday night at Davin Mincha, 8:15. Yeah. Marv, I'm davening at 7 o'clock. Right. That's the Tartar Sasri.
But the Tartar Sasri is only Marv again. Mincha, just because I hold the Rabban hold, you can do this. So you're this way. So now I'm holding the Rabban also.
Okay. So you're saying. Of course you can, sure.
So the other problem is mine. It's not
there. Then you have another issue that many people in that Makbid and Plag and Mincha on Friday evenings, and they daven both Mincha and Maariv either before Plag and Mincha or after Plag and Mincha. If you really want to be strict about it, you should daven Mincha before Plag and Mincha, Maariv after Plag and Mincha. Anyway, all of these are wonderful chaylas. Halacha l'maisa, speak to your contemporary and competent local Orthodox rabbi, and we continue on. Zokti mar, Rav Ikla lebei Gneva. Rav was visiting in the home of Gneva. If you're wondering, who is this Gneva? We had him a couple of days ago in the Gemara. Which halacha was that again? I think it was Meir Aglein that fell on the ground, and there were three mandiyam that said matpichin, 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 as long as it's still moist. It says Geneva, it's until this man of Roshim Nikr that you go and see the stain on the ground. That was Geneva. Anyway, Sigmund says now Rav Ikal Beit Geneva, Rav is visiting now Geneva, but Tzoli Shal Shabbos, Pair of Shabbos. He was also Makhtami Davin Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday. Rav Yirmi Bar Abba was standing in back of Rav. As we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, it wasn't directly in back of him, it was to the right or to the left, but in back of Rav. So not smack in the back of Rav, but a little bit to the right or to the left. Okay, what happened? Now, Rav finished Shmone Esrei, and he wants to go back to his seat, but he can't, because Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba is davening there in back of him, to his right or to his left, and if he would go to his seat, he would have to pass in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. So he was able to walk back, because Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba wasn't standing in back of him, but he wasn't able to go and pass before Rabbi Yirmiyahu. He didn't want to go and disturb Rabbi Yirmiyahu. You see from this Gemara, the Gemara is going to say three Shemaminah, as we see even a fourth Shemaminah. The fourth Shemaminah is that the Talmud is frumer than the Rebbe, because the Rebbe already finished davening. The Talmud is still davening for the next half an hour, even though the Rebbe is already finished. Anyway, Shemaminah class, what are the three Shemaminah? I'm sorry?
No, it's Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Tachlifa.
You're thinking about Rabbi Yossi bar Tachlifa.
No, Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Tachlifa.
Very good.
Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Tachlifa is the Rabbi Yirmiyahu you're
thinking. Don't make a chalupa between Chalafta and Chalifa. Yeah, very good.
The Rabbi
Yirmiyahu
who had the...
All the questions.
That's
what Barry Thung is nicht.
No, Tani, there's also no Mara.
All the Maras. No Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Anyway, we see in Rav Vilei Paschal the voice of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shmam in our class. Shmam in our Mispal Odom Shal Shabbos Berav Shabbos. That's the story over here, right? He came to leave and he davened on Friday. He davened already Kabbalah Shabbos. Who Shmam in our Mispal Talmud Achor in Rabbi. Just like Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi stood in back of his army. Directly in back, but also within the Talmud Rabbi. Who Shmam in our Ozal Labak and Egem Mispal and he can't go in front of somebody who's davening, and that's why people are careful not walking in front of somebody who's davening. Mesail Reb Shuman Levi, right? Reb Shuman Levi, Reb Shuman Levi, Ozal Labak and Egem Mispal. Frank Timur Eini, Vareb Ami, Vareb Asi, Chalfi. In fact, there were a bunch of people. Rabbi Smith was davening, Rabbi Rosenberg was davening, and Rabbi Ami Rabasi did walk in front of them while he was davening. It doesn't go from here until Canarsie. Within Arba Amis, don't go in this way. If you go already five Amis, it's okay, and then you can go by. How can he go and stand in the back of Rabbi? A person should daven like Kenegi Rabbi, not next to his rabbi, says Rashi, because then it looks like he was shove him. It's as if he's equating himself with his rabbi. Not even the back of Rabbi, says Rashi. Why? It looks a little bit arrogant, a little bit brazen. I also am Mizrach.
Okay.
Obviously, we don't mean 100 yards back. We mean if it's in his close vicinity with him, Talaram is next to him, you know, you shouldn't. But this is a Santa Toysis. Toysis gives two reasons.
Right.
First, Rashi is Pirish Rashi Mishim Tihara, Fiyesh Mefarish, Nir Kimishtach Rabbi. If he's going to be in back of his rabbi, he's going to be this. That's why you're also not supposed to daven in front of a mirror. If you daven in front of a mirror, it looks like you're going bowing down to yourself. So it's the same thing. Anyway, Matanya, Rabbi Lezer Oyim Mispal Achir Rabbi, a person who davens in back of his rabbi. Man Luisin Shalom Rabbi Machzir Shalom Rabbi, someone who says hello, good morning. Not really good morning, but Shalom Aleichem to his rabbi, or if he answers Aleichem Shalom, so the Gemara says it's not a good thing. No, what is he supposed to do? So Rashi, if he answers the way normal people answer, that's not good, because the normal person says Shalom Aleichem. Here, if he's speaking to his rabbi, he should say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi or Rabbi Amoiri to go and give it a much more of a distinction and dignity, etc. So if he just speaks normally to his rabbi like you speak Ish L'Riyayu, his rabbi has a yeshiva and he decides to open up a yeshiva across the street. You're not going to do that. What happens if he says something that he didn't hear from his rabbi? Now, Kodim Mishchinah should salt Yisrael. All of these things are bad things, and Shchinah Chasrin goes away. What's wrong with the Dovish Shama Mipi Rabbi? So the couple of Pshatim. Either that he heard a taka from his rabbi and he didn't quote him the name of his rabbi. That's one thing. So the other pshat is that he says something without attributing it, and since everybody knows he's the Talmud Muvik of Rav Smith, McGillicuddy. See, he probably heard it from his rabbi, Rabbi McGillicuddy, and he didn't, although he didn't attribute it, but everybody assumes. So therefore, he has to dafke go and say, no. Rabbi Isa, I didn't hear it from Rabbi McGillicuddy. I heard it from Rabbi Greenberg or someone else. So otherwise, okay. Anyway, what do I see from this? That you're not supposed to stand in back of your Rabbi. And Rabbi Yerba did stand in back of the Rabbi. He wasn't just a Talmud, he was a Talmud Chover. Talmud Chover means that he went up the ranks, so that he was almost like a colleague to Rav. So even though he was learning by Rav, it's Talmud, but he was almost his colleague at the same time. Now, that would be permissible for him to stand within the Dalaramas in back of him. I'll bring you a raya that in this story where Rav had davened from Erev Shabbos, from Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, in other words, he was Maktim and davened Kabbalah Shabbos and Marev on Friday. After davening was over, he said to Rav, Mibadlis. Mibadlis means, were you mavdil bein choy lekoydish? Did you stop doing all of your melacha that you're not going to do any melacha?
It's still Friday afternoon.
Exactly. We're going to go outside. We're going to see this. The sun is bright. People are still driving. People are still doing melacha. Did you stop doing melacha? Were you mavdil? Amalei in Bedilna. Yes, I was mavdil. So what's the raya from this? Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba was a Talmud Chaver. Because when you say mibadlis, that means you're talking second person, as if you're talking to your friend. He should have said, in the third lashon, he should say, did the Rav Mavdil or the Rebbe Mavdil? Since he didn't say that, that shows you that it was a Talmud Chaver. Fine. So that's the end of that part of the story. But Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, is it taka true that Rav stopped doing malacha? From Rabbi Avin, Pam Achaz Bal Rebbe. This is Rebbe, this is not Rav, but we're assuming that they would both hold the same thing. What did Rebbe do? He was in Pesach Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he was Marid Mekabel Shabbos on Friday. And after that, Nichol the Merchitz, then he goes into the Mikveh, goes into the Merchitz. The Yotzer, Vishonel and Perkin, he came out, and he gave us a drasha, he gave us a shir, Vadayim Lechoshka, and it was still daytime. So they had davened very, very early, and he still went into the Merchitz. So what's the problem of going into the Merchitz? So Rashi refers us to Masechta Shabbos, where it says that there were a couple of stages of takonis, meaning that me'ikar hadin, a person is allowed to go into a hot bath on Shabbos as long as the water was heated up from Friday. Okay, this hot water from Friday is a hot bath. I go inside. I don't use any soap. I don't squeeze out my hair. I don't go in vishach vashach. I just go in. I dip. I sit there. I come out. Min ha-Torah, there would be no issur. However, the Chachamim were concerned that people, in fact, did that on Shabbos, and then the Balan means the mikveh keeper, what he would do is, if there wasn't enough hot water, he would turn on the hot water, or he'd heat up the hot water on Shabbos itself. And people would say, oh, how did it get so hot? Oh, don't you know? I use the most contemporary technological method. I did it all Friday. It did 9 o'clock this morning, and I covered it up so tightly and carefully, and that's why it's so hot. But the Maisei were doing it on Shabbos. So therefore the Chum said, you know what? No more Merchitz on Shabbos because the Balanim are lying. It's fake news. And they're really doing the heating up on Shabbos. But you can still go in for Zeya. Zeya means like for Shvitz. Go inside and Shvitz the host.
Use the ear.
Yes, use the ear. And that's okay. But even there they found that the Balanim started heating up the air by heating up the water on Shabbos. And then they finally said, you know what? Close the mechatzoyes. People shouldn't go on Shabbos, not for rechitza and not for zeya, for gunish. So now the Gemara, the assumption of the Havamina was that we're talking about post this gezeira. And nevertheless, I see that Rebbe went to the merchatz on Shabbos, on Friday, that is. So I see that he was not bodel. He did not stop doing malacha. He continued doing malacha even after Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday. So why did Rav say, I was bodel, I stopped doing malacha? He didn't even go to Merchitz to go inside to go and dip. He only went there to the Shvitz. And this is before the second Gzeira that they said that you're not allowed to even do that on Shabbos. Oh, since it was before the Gzeiros, he was allowed to. There was no Isser whatsoever. It's not that he was Yobad Malacha, Nishma Malacha, Nishma Malacha. You're allowed to go in Shvitz and Shabbos. A lot of people Shvitz. Frank Timur Aine, I'll ask you another question. Vaba Yeshor Leil Rabdimi Bar Livoi Lichburuyei Sali. It was Erev Shabbos. Rabdimi Bar Livoi had already gone and he had davened the Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday. And now he wanted to go and fumigate or add a certain amount of smoke to Salim, to Basket. As we know from Masechta Shabbos, it was common to go and use, Gemara uses the term mugmar. These are a nice smelling scent. They used to go and use that when they finished clothing. So you would buy a suit, or you'd buy a dress, you'd buy an article of clothing, it had a nice scent to it. How? By going and smoking it first. So he permitted him to go and smoke these Salims on Erev Shabbos. And it was already after the Zman that he had already davened. So isn't that a problem? Because you just said now that after you daven, you Kabbalah Shabbos, you're Mekabla Shabbos, and you already said Mekadosh Shabbos, and that's why Rav said, Bedilna, I didn't do any Malacha, and that's why Rebbe didn't do any Malacha, because it was before the Gzeira. So how would Abaye permitting Rav Dimi Bar Livoi to still do Malacha after Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday? So that whole thing was a big, big mistake. What means a big mistake? In truth, what happened was it was a very, very cloudy day, and it looked very, very dark, and therefore everybody, at least Rabdimi Bar Livoi went and davened, based on the assumption it's already Shabbos. And then after he's finished Menasra, and he's done, he finished the Aleinu, he's wishing everybody good Shabbos, he comes outside. Wow, did I make a boo-boo? I see that the clouds have dispersed, and now it's still broad daylight. Oh, I said, Abaye, did you intend to go to the Kabbalah Shabbos early? No, I'm not one of these early Kabbalah Shabbos knickers. I always dominate the second and the third minion. But it was so dark, I was sure. Oh, toys. Because of the toys, that's why he permitted him to go and do Malacha, because the whole thing was a boo-boo.
So the Kabbalah Shabbos B'Taos is not a Kabbalah Shabbos?
That's what the Gemara is saying at this point. Frank Gemara, to Usa Mihadra, can you go and say, because of the fact that he made a mistake, that you can undo the whole Kabbalah Shabbos? I'll show you Omer Avidon. Avidon said they had an almost identical case. Pam Achas Niskashu Shemayim B'Ovin on Erev Shabbos. It was cloudy. Kisvur Ma'om Loim. Everybody thought Chasheicho, it's so dark. V'nichlu Le'Sakenas is Yispalu Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. So this wasn't a Friday situation. It was a Shabbos Motzei Shabbos situation. They were sure. And everybody dab marv, and everybody said atachayin antonu in the first monastery, so we didn't have a problem. The first and the second, everybody dab mincha. And as far as the oven is chacham, and it started sunny again. Well, Bo v'shol the Rebbe, what do we do? So Rashi immediately points out, obviously they couldn't do malacha, even though they damaged monastery, even though they said atachayin antonu, and even though they wished everybody a good vach. It's still Shabbos. There's no question about that. The question they asked Rebbe was, do we have to re daven marv again because you davened too early? The omer hoyl Shigadavin, you don't have to daven over again. So what do I see? That even though you made a mistake, Shigadavin is Gadavin. So then the Chodesh, I should say the same thing on Friday. Even though it was a mistake, Davin, he said Mekadosh Shabbos, how was Abaye allowing him to do Lech Beruyei Sali, to go and heat up and smoke up the Salim? If you're talking about a Yochid, the Yochid makes a toys. We tell him, mister, you made a big boo-boo, you got to Davin over again, your Mekadosh Shabbos was worthless, you're going to have to clap Al-Chait for seven brachas Levatola because he Davin to work. But the tzibur went and davened the whole davening. Avada, you can't go and do malacha yet because the mice is still yoim. But you don't have to daven over again because the grace of tercha to get together against the tzibur. So lem rechiv lahu is the difference between a yochid and a tzibur.
But it was after plagamin.
Okay. Because it was after plagamin. If it's 12:01 o'clock, even gets cloudy, people know it's not nighttime yet.
That would have been helpful. I mean, you couldn't animate the tzibur. You couldn't have said
even before. I agree with him. I agree. Rab Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shel Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rab davened an early Kabbalah Shabbos, Rabbi Yoshia davened an early Mariv on Shabbos itself. What are now the halachic ramifications? Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Oyim Kiddush HaLakos, Einoy Kiddush HaLakos. He's coming home now, it's still 7 o'clock. Shabbos, real Shabbos, is only at 8:15, 8:30. Can he go and make Kiddush? Because the Kiddush is saying Mekadosh HaShabbos. It's not Shabbos yet. Toshma V'im Nachman HaMishmur, Mispal Odom Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, and and therefore, and that's of course our meaning today, those that are Mekabel Shabbos early on Fridays, especially during the summer, you can make Kiddush even though it's not this man yet, and you are Mekabel Shabbos early. Fine. Now, what about Rabbi Yoshi Matzah Shal Matzah Shabbos B'Shabbos? Or you may have Avdol HaKoyis. I know Avdol HaKoyis. Can he make Avdol before this man? Obviously, he won't be able to do Malacha before this man because it's so Shabbos. Obviously, he can go do Boy Moro Eish, that himself is a Malacha. But he can go and take the Kos and say the Hamavdol on it, like making the Kiddush Friday night early. Can he go and say an early Havdalah? Tosis points out that, of course, under normal circumstances, nobody would even have such a half a minute to go and make Havdalah early on Shabbos. The only reason is, if you're talking about a person that has a Shasat Kach Godel, right? Tosis says, for instance, somebody has to go and travel from here to catch a flight, to go to California, somewhere else, because he has a Mila the next morning, he's the Moil, he's the Sandik, whatever. You look at the Tosis, Tzolish HaMotze Shabbos, see the middle Tosis. Yerish Loi Medalcha Marish Yerish Loi Tzorech Mitzvah Laas HaMotze Shabbos. You don't willy-nilly start making Havdalah early. You go in the leches, lo multimik, you have to go for bismillah. The lo yelayim Abdullah, or maybe if he doesn't make Abdullah now, there won't be yayin in a half an hour from now. Im layat, if he doesn't do it early. The vadi terech loisim, mikol ha-kodesh. Yeraisa, that's a chiv. You have to go and be moisim. You can't go willy-nilly say, Shabbos is over, we make Abdullah now. Abachinim loy, avada nish. Upshit shlo yimarim lehabdullah haspal, shal mozah Shabbos, be Shabbos. They got melocha osir b'chasheicha. They really haven't accomplished anything because anyway you can't do melocha yet. So the only reason why they would have davened early and made Abdullah early is because every minute counts, so therefore they figured if I make Havdalah a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes before Motzei Shabbos, oh, by the time I finish Havdalah, it'll be Motzei Shabbos, I can quickly pack my bags, run to the airport, get to the Bris Mila, etc., etc.
What about yarn and wine for Havdalah? Do you make Havdalah on Hamer?
And maybe he didn't have that either. Maybe he only had water and he only had coffee, and that's a Shabbos
coffee.
A Shabbos got to be coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to Yomar, because coffee is really just water. They say juices is already better, but coffee is just water, just some additives. Okay, anyway. Speak to competent Orthodox rabbi. Back to Gemara. Havdalah al-Kois, Inam Havdalah al-Kois, Hashemah, Diyam Revira, Mishmul, Mishmalim, Shemot, Shabbos. You could, Bishas, Hadchak, like Toys said, B'mokam, Atzayrach, Mitzvah, Dadam, you could daven Marif early on Shabbos. But Havdalah al-Kois, you can go and see Havdalah as well, but don't do Malach until after this month. Yes, what Rabbi Newman, yes.
So here the Yachid can go against the Sibor, as opposed to the other way.
He's not going against. If he has to go and daven early, he has to daven early.
It'd
be nice if he could daven
early. What would be the tzarech to bring in Shabbos early?
If he has the tzarech to bring, what would be the tzarech to bring Shabbos early? The malachim already here. We don't want him to have to wait.
So children,
Gabriel, Kim Taran, you know,
right, small children. You want to put them to sleep. You want to feed them. You have them a Shabbos meal. I'm here kidding.
Toys is not troubled by a person davening early on Friday to Mekabel Shabbos early.
No,
it's good to Mekabel Shabbos early. You're showing
the
good
heart.
I love the Shabbos. Toys is Shabbos. That's not a problem. But you're going and Shabbos early. That's already kind of strange.
What's the problem with malacha?
Don't do malacha. The question, malacha is zikha off the table. The question is, can you go make Abdullah early?
And if you make Abdullah early, people won't get confused. Oh, we made Havdalah, can do Malacha. It's a very misleading.
Absolutely. So only the Tzorich Mitzvah. Omer Rav Zeh, Omer Basi, Omer Rav Blouza, Omer Rav Chanina, Omer Rav. This is a fascinating Gemara. He has now, he's saying Edus, I remember, it's like a tour guide saying, right over there, that's where he stood, that's where he sat, that's where he signed the document, the declaration right over here. Next to this pillar, his father, I remember myself. He was davening there, the Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday. And also, when Ula came, he said, you mixed up a couple of the details. What are the couple of details? Number one, it wasn't next to this omen, next to this pillar, but Tzad Tamrahava. He was sitting really next to that palm tree over there across the street on the title bomb. That's where he died. And by the way, it wasn't Reb Shmuel of Reb Yossi Hava, and it was really Reb Loz of Reb Yossi Hava, presumably his brother. So he got a mistake on the second part. And by the way, it wasn't the Shabbos of Erev Shabbos, it wasn't the Shabbos sticker on Friday, Hava. It was a Matzah Shabbos of Shabbos Hava. It was a Matzah Shabbos that he davened on Shabbos. So therefore,
different story.
The Chori with the Gemara could have said is these are two separate stories.
Right.
Reb Shmuel of Reb Yossi was over here in Erev Shabbos, and he was there. Matzah. Oh, well, as the Gemara says, it was only one story, and you mixed up three key components of the story. Okay. Now, we already said in the Mishnah, Rashi already explained, that means that it goes through the night. And then why didn't it just say Kol HaLaila? Why does it say Ein Lo Keva? So Rashi said Mefarish B'Gemara, and now we are Zoicha to the Pirush of the Gemara, my Ein Lo Keva. They can go down the whole night listening to Varis Kol HaLaila. That would be much simpler. And my Ein Lo Keva, Kemandiyoma Tfilis Arbis Rishus. This goes back to Kemandiyoma that says Tfilis Arbis is not an absolute mandatory obligation, but it's voluntary. Yom Rav Yudam Shmuel Tfilis Arbis Ram Gamliel Oimer Choyver Rav Shmuel Oimer Rishus. Omer Abaye Halacha Kedivri Oimer Choyva. For Rav Malachi Kedivri Oimer Rishus. So we have a machloikis: is it a choyva? Is it Rishus? But the point is, by our mission saying Ein Lakeva means it Ein Lakvius. There's no absolute obligation. Rather, what's the halacha? You want to? Yeah. You don't want? You don't. And we have machloikis Abaye for Rav. It would appear, since we always pass them like Rava,
except
the Alkigam, that Halacha Kedivri Oimer Rishus, because Marav is not one of the Alkigam. The last mem is by Mumr Lahach, Mumr Latiyavain, Misach Sanhedrin have nothing to do with Marav. So now the question is it Taka a Rishus? Is that what it really means? So if you look at the second choices before the end over here, Lav Dafka Rishus. El Kabrishus, like I explained already at the beginning, the Pereg, Ulekach Nikra, in which respect is it called Rishus? Lavatla Avor Mitzvah Acheres Oiveres. If there's a big mitzvah, a pidyon shvuyim, a grace of tzedakah, a person, a chochem bo le'ir, I have to do something else now. In that case, you say, okay, we relax the mandatory obligation of marriage. But we shouldn't think, nah, if I want to, no. Sad days of Toises, and Toises says a little bit more bariches here back on Daf Chav Vav. That's what Toises is referring back to. It's the third Toises here on the Amud, the middle Toises, Chav Vav Amud Aleph, 26a. It says, Tov Leispal, Arvispal, Shachashtaim. If you go towards the middle, towards the end of the Toises, the middle of the Toises is the Yeshloima, the middle of the wording of the Toises, Yeshloima Hodi Amrin, Tzvilis Arvis Shus, Haim Legabi Mitzvah Acheres, Vi Oiveres. The Ozamrinim Tidcha Tulis Arvis Mipanel. Avlachinam Ainu Lavate, just for willy nilly, you know, well, I don't feel like davening my today. I already davened Mincha. You know, how many times after Hashem already hurt my Tulis? So, hey, Dafish. No, I just Chasashon. Avadi, it's a Choyva. And the Shulchan Aruch said, even if you hold it's Rishus, but Kvar Nagin and Alma, everybody's taken upon themselves that it's a Choyva, and therefore a person does not have a right to go and say it's Rishus. You have to go and daven Marib every single night. Nevertheless, it says in Shulchan Aruch, there is one vestige of Marav Rishus. And what is that vestige? Brings the Mishnah Berura, B'Shem Elio Rabba, and the fictional Tigaboyim, other Abroinim, that the vestige is that we don't have Chazoras Hashatz by Marav. Why talk about? We have Vaishachus, we have Mincha, because since it's Rishus, we pass him Choyva, Choyva, Choyva. Epis, as a Zecher to the Rishus. We don't repeat the Shemanesri with a Chazoras Hashatz. Tarabban! Now we're going to get into a very, very famous story. This story goes on for a long period here on Chof Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to stop in the middle of the story, but everybody knows the basic background of the story from the Haggadah, Haralim Kiven Shim Mishona, and that's the famous Gemara Tanaban. Rabbi Shua, Amalei Tvilas Arvis, Rishus Echoyva. Rabbi Shua, tell me, what's it din by Tvilas Arvis? Amalei Rishus. Balifnei Ram Gamliel, Amalei Tvilas Arvis, Rishus Echoyva, Yas Ram Gamliel, the Nasi, Amalei Echoyva. I just heard from Rabbi Shua a few minutes ago. He was forum shopping. First he asked Rabbi Shua, and he asked Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Shua told me it's Rishus. He told him, Hamtel, wait. Achikonsu Bali Tracen the Bismedish. We're soon going to have a grace of Shear in Bismedish, a grace of Drosha. All the Bali Tracen are going to come in. What exactly means the Bali Tracen? So Rashi says, in the middle of the Omid, Bali Tracen, Chachomim Hamenatzchim Ze. If I'm not mistaken, the word trace or tracin comes from shield, and that's like you have two warriors that are fighting each other with their spears, and each one has their shield to go and protect themselves. So these are the two warriors that are fighting hand in hand, glove in glove, fist against fist, against shields, mid spears, one against the other. So of course we don't mean that literally. We mean it that the Tamid Chum that are in Noisim and Noisim, but Malchamta Shal Teira. So we're going to wait until all the Chum come into the Bismedish.
That will bring us the name of Tosus Arash.
Please.
Another explanation.
No.
That they shield the generation with their merit.
Oh, very nice. So the tracing is not the... Very beautiful pshat. Who does he say that from?
Tosus
Arash. Tosus Arash. Givali. So now we talk all the Tamid Chum that are protecting the generation and shielding them from harm by their learning. So then the person stood up, that same individual, and he said, is there anybody in the audience that disagrees? No, everybody agrees. If you said so, what? We're not going to argue. Just a few minutes ago, I heard in your name that you said it's Rishus. Amalei said, now Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua, Amoyer al-Agach, he didn't call Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua, stand up on your legs, the Edomacha, and go and be made. Go and be made about yourself. What do you really hold, Rishus or Chayv? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua stood up, the Amar, if I was still alive, and Am Gamliel had passed away, or if that aid, that person, that Shoyl, had passed away, at least theoretically, I mean, you're not going to go and say a lie, but at least theoretically, I could have tried to deny the whole thing. I would say it's fake news, nobody knows. I'm alive, he's alive. How can you go and possibly go and say and deny the truth? And what can I do? And so therefore, yes, it's true that I said originally Rishus. Why talk over here, did he say love? So the Mefarshim talk about why Rabbi Yeshua said love. Some say that the reason is because he recognized that Ram Gamliel is the Nasi, and therefore you cannot go and challenge the Nasi in public, because that would be like a point of a Malchus type of situation. So privately, if you have a discussion, is one thing, but in front of the Council of the Session, nobody agrees with the Nasi, nobody disagrees with you. Yeah. But now that he put him on the spot, he had to go and be Moedim Misvada, that in fact he had previously disagreed. Anyway, Ram Gamliel, Yoshev Adarish, Rabbi Gamliel sat down and he was actually giving the shir, and since he said to Yeshua, Amoedar Aglecha, Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer Aglev, he didn't give him permission to sit down. You keep on stand there, put a dunce cap on, you gotta stand there to be sure. Achiram Nukala until the whole oilam, meaning the ganze oilam, that's the shir, started getting very upset. The omun, they said, chutzbis ha-torgumen, avoid. As we know from other Gemaras, typically the Tanaim v'Amirom, when they gave Shiurim, they didn't have such a strong voice, so they had someone that was Metargumen. First of all, he kind of broke it down into easier language, not the highfalutin language. He explained it. And number two, he was much louder. He was able to speak without a microphone. He was able to go and project his voice. So they had chutzpah, they were Targumen. I'm like, stop. Don't continue saying another word because of the bizoyon that is being inflicted upon our chaver Rebbe Yeshua. The Amri Taka stopped. Amri, and they all said together, like the Koil Raj Godel, Ad Kama Netzare, the nasal, how long are we going to allow Ram Gamliel to Mitzare, I tire a chaver Rebbe Yeshua? Rebbe Rosh Hashanah Yishtak in Tzare. Last Rosh Hashanah, he gave him Tzaris. What was the Tzaris that he gave? Gemara, famous Gemara, which learned back in Masechtas Bechoides, that Rabbi Gamliel said, not Bechoides, in Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, when is Rosh Hashanah according to your calendar? He said, Rosh Hashanah is this day, and therefore Yom Kippur is that day. Rabbi Gamliel said, you're wrong. It's really one day later. So now, what normally we would have assumed was that since Rabbi Yeshua held that he is right, he'd be machmer both days. I don't know if he would fast both days, but at least he wouldn't do malacha both days, because after all, he held. Exactly. So what did Ram Gamliel say? I want you on your day of Yom Kippur, that you say there's Yom Kippur, I want you to come together in your business suit, with your makel, and your mois, with your wallet, and your car keys, and your car. Don't leave home without it, with the American Express card. Come together with all the pitcher kids, and show that it happens to be today.
Cold.
So he was obviously Mitzayr. What was the mass over there? Reb Tzadik was a Kohen. And when you had a Bechor of a Behema that you have to go and bring for a carbon, and now the Mismigish, unfortunately, was no longer. So what do you do with a Bechor like that? You have to wait until it gets a Mum. And once it gets a Mum, you have the Shechtim. The Sechtim Bechor, it says that the Kahanim were not Neman on their Bechorites, because we're afraid that they inflicted the Mum on the Behema, so they shouldn't have to wait. Otherwise, it's a wasting asset. You have that asset for the next 25 years, you wait until you get the Mum, you wait, and maybe never get a Mum. So, you don't trust them. However, Reb Tzadik was a coin. Reb Tzadik was our grace of God. The question is, can you rely on Reb Tzadik? Is he an exception to the rule? If he says, no, I had nothing to do with it, I came home one day and I found this terrible Mum on it, do we believe Reb Tzadik or not? Again, it was a machlokes between Ram Gamliel and Reb Yeshua, and Ram Gamliel said, Reb Yeshua, you're wrong, I'm Moedar Aglecha, you got a paskin like me and not paskin like you, and he was Metzayer. Hachanami, now this is the third time Tzire, it's Shana Chazaka. How many times are we going to allow this? Tov and Abin, therefore we should be Mavir Ram Gamliel from his Nasiris, and we should go and impeach him, and we should remove him from his nasiris. Okay, everybody agreed. But now the question is, we have to find a replacement.
It wasn't bipartisan.
It wasn't bipartisan, exactly. Or it was bipartisan, everybody agreed. It wasn't partisan, it was bipartisan. Everybody agreed, bye-bye. That was bipartisan, they said goodbye to Ram Gamliel. Now the question is, we need now a replacement, a successor. Ma Noikim Leh, who should we appoint? Noikim Leh, be sure, we can't, Bal Maisu. He's the adversary of Ram Gamliel. So what's so terrible?
There's a great person.
Says Rashi, even though Ram Gamliel was Mitzayer Rabbi Yeshua, we don't want to be Mitzayir Ram Gamliel. After all, it's like in the Nosi. Look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom. But Ma'izva Havale Ram Gamliel Tzad Atvei. It's bad enough that he loses his position. But if he's going to lose it to Rabbi Yeshua, that's pouring salt in the wound.
Right.
We don't see the idol kite. We don't want to be Mitzayir Ram Gamliel, even though he was the Mitzayir.
How come it doesn't
show? No, you're doing beautifully. Let's go and ask.
Rav
David Zagimensh. You're going to miss the real quality of the story. I'll mention tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like they want to make things right, but it doesn't seem like there's any conversation with Rabbi Gamliel to say, wait, what's going on?
Apparently, the conversations had over the last couple of years, each time was Mitzar again and again. Come on, listen, I can't give you a sure chance. Exactly. Come after three times, you know, how many times?
Blows up.
How many times can you cry wolf, right? And we spoke to him, we talked with him, we had dialogue, and we sent emails back and forth. We had mediators and negotiations, blah, blah, blah. This guy, yes, Rabbi Newman.
So, what about the halacha that in Malden, Panei
Chaber?
So how does he?
This is the cover of the Nasi. This is the Nasi. He doesn't want his sword already challenged.
So really, that's what the Gemara is really saying. Since Ram Gamliel is being Malbin Rabbi Shua Barabim, that's why he is disqualified from being a Nasi, because he doesn't have the Midas Toivis that you should have. Don't be Malbin Chavre. So how are you going to defend now Ram Gamliel? Now Ram Gamliel was some sort of low life Chas Hashem. The Mefarshim explained that Ram Gamliel himself was defending the position of the Nasi, and he says, "Don't look at me. The Nasius has to remain. You can't have people challenging the Nasi. You're going to challenge the Nasius. It won't be me. It'll be my children, my grandchildren. The whole Nasi thing will fall apart.
The office will erode."
Exactly. That's why if you have all this fake media or the fake news, they only want to undermine the prestige and the position of the president, the king, this one, that one. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
Rabbi
so Shula, we can't have now Rabbi Yeshua. So make me the Rabbi Kiva. Dilma onishle de les cheschus obis. Ram Gamliel is going to be upset, and therefore maybe in the Shemayim, they're going to go and somehow punish Rabbi Kiva for taking over from Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva didn't have schosavis, as you know. He was a Baal Tshuva. He started off as a poor, ignorant shepherd that knew nothing. So presumably his parents knew nothing, etc. Therefore, we're afraid that maybe somehow it's going to have a negative impact on him that he's taking the position of the great Ram Gamliel.
So schosavis, he's a Baal Tshuva, or he was descended from Gerim? Schosavis.
Chosavis, I don't know. Rashi just simply says, Timo honestly. You have to look at the Mufarsh. The next thing says the Gemara Vayter is El Nagmeler Blos Menazai.
Over here, the righteousness of his forefathers.
Okay. Well, what do you see here? Number 33. In Lag Boimer. 33. Rabbi Kiva was descended of proselytes. Oh, so you're missing. Go ahead. I'll just say that Yosef, Rabbi Kiva's father, was himself a proselyte. Okay, so it's like Barry said, he doesn't have Shchasovitz because either his father or his Zaydis and Elta Zaydis were from Gerim Yishkoich. So this is Shchasovitz to go be Megan on him. See, so having a Yichas have Shchasovitz, the grace is out. Elohim, you want to know what you're going to say? Chacham v'hu Asher. It's a Chacham. And he's an Oysher. V'hu Asiri, where the famous story about the Blos Menazari, that he had Shepsel, 10,000 Shepselach every year. Okay, anyway, v'hu Asiri, the Ezra, he's a descendant of Ezra, 10th generation, he was a Koyim. Ezra was a Koyim. So who Chacham, the Makshile Mefarikle, just in case when Gamliel wants to frag him up in the middle of the shir and show him, you don't know what you're talking about, it's Amaret, Mefarikle, he'll have a good answer. V'hu Asher, the Eslay Lefluch, the Beit Keser, if we have to go base Keser, and we have to go and mediate and talk and negotiate with Beit Keser, he's a man
society.
Of high society, he has a lot of money, so he's a man of influence. Afu Azul Palach, he can also talk to the case of Jeff like Ram Gamliel. Vuasil the Ezra, the Islay Schasovis. Well, they must be honest, and therefore we don't have to worry about Lechori, that's a perfect, perfect choice. And they went now to Blazman to say, Nichalei Lamar, Lehavid, Rashi Simpson, do you want to be now the new Nossi? Rashi Simpson, the new Rashi Shiva, but he means take over the Seas. Amalahu, Ezra, the Imlach, the Injibesi. He did what every good husband does and says,
smart.
I have to ask my wife. asked his wife, what should we do? Amalahu, so she said to him, the Ma'abrinlach, he acted foolishly, just like they were just Ma'abrin now from Gamliel. What happens is they're going to be Ma'abrin you, you know, they can install you as the new.
Him.
Yeah, exactly. Amalai said to her, this is a shprichvot, it's an expression. L'shtamish inish yoy mechoda, bekasa demukra, ulamacha litvar. People say, I'll use today the fancy crystal and the fancy glasses, even though they may go and break tomorrow. In other words, today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow. Today I'm going to get all the honor and the covenant and the prestige, I'm going to be the new Nasi. If I lose it, I lose it, but at least, exactly, at least in the meantime, I got all this covenant. Isn't this a good thing? Amuleitzer, she said to him, Leslach Chivrza. The problem is you don't have a white beard. Everybody sees that you're a youngster, a young man, and they're going to go and laugh at you. So who Yoima? Baratami Sri Shani Hava. That day he was 18 years old, meaning maybe it was a birthday or just in general he was 18. Israch Shaniza, that day or that night, Vahadulei, instead of being 18 years old, grew in his beard. Tamni Sri. Excuse me, 18 Dori Chivrisa, 18 rows of white hairs in his beard, so it probably looked kind of a charcoal type of, what was it, a tic-tac-toe type of beard, whatever. Heindik Omalei, Reb Elozar ben Azariah, Harinika ben Shimon Shana, that's why we say in the Haggadah that I'm like 70 years, Vloid ben Shimon Shana, because he really wasn't Shimon Shana, he was only 18 years old, but I have the appearance of being 70, and that should to be continued tomorrow, Rabbi Isai.